kí wa pé a kó àbọ̀ sí pàdé tí ó parí ní ọdún yìí. Bí Olúwa bá fa bíbọ̀ rẹ̀ sẹ́yìn, tí yóò sì fún àwa náà ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ nígbà tó bá máa tún di ọdún tí ń bọ̀, ni a tún tó ní irú ìpàdé báyìí. Àdúrà mi pé orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run yóò máa bí sí fún wa.
So, man of God welcomes us to the last meeting or last edition of this series. If Jesus tarries, by next year is when we're going to have another one. The man of God prays that God will continue to give us more grace.
Wọ́n ti mú wa lọ sínú àyẹ̀wò nípa ètí àti kọ́ sẹ́yìn.
We have revealed those lessons we've learned in the past.
Láìtúnṣe àyẹ̀wò míì mọ́.
Without any other review.
A tẹ̀síwájú nínú àpẹẹrẹ àwọn tí wọn lè dúró tiri sí ọjọ́ ibi.
We shall continue in the examples of those that could not withstand in the evil days.
Nítorí pé wọ́n kùnà láti gbé ìhámọ́ra tó yẹ kán gbé.
Because they failed to put on the armor they supposed to put on.
Ní ìpàdé tó kọjá.
The last edition.
A sọ fún wa àwọn àmùrè tí àwọn ò lè gbé.
We told them the armors those people failed to put
on. Nínú rẹ̀ ni kò sí ìgbàyà òdodo.
Among those armors that they failed to put on is the breastplate of righteousness.
Kò tún sí àmùrè òtítọ́.
Then the girdle of the truth.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọn ní apata ìgbàgbọ́.
And they did not have the shield of faith.
So nípa bẹ́ẹ̀.
So through this.
Wọ́n rí ọkọ̀ ìgbàgbọ́ wọn.
They had their faith shipwreck.
Ọkọ̀ sí kankan nínú àwọn àmùrè tí a ò bá gbé bó ṣe yẹ ká gbé yóò ṣe ìjàmbá fún wa.
There is none of these armors that if we fail to put them on that will not have the havoc from it.
Àpẹẹrẹ tí a fẹ́ tún kíyèsí ni ẹlòmíì náà tó tún jẹ́ alájọṣepọ̀ pẹ̀lú Paul.
The example we want to consider is the co-worker with Paul.
Orúkọ ẹni tí jẹ́ Dema.
And his name is Dema.
Òun náà gbàgbọ́.
He was also a believer.
Ṣé rí nígbà tí ẹni tó gbàgbọ́ tó bá ṣe àwọn nǹkan tí kò jọ tí ẹni tó gbàgbọ́ èèyàn máa bèrè pé ṣó ti ẹ̀gbàgbọ́ báyìí.
You see, when a believer behaves even like unbeliever, one questions that has this person really believed?
Dema náà gbàgbọ́.
Dema was a believer.
Ó ń tẹ̀lé Paul.
He was following Paul.
Ó jẹ́ alájọṣepọ̀ pẹ̀lú ẹ̀.
He was a co-worker with Paul.
Ó náà ti ní òun gba ìrere.
He claimed he had accepted the gospel.
Kì í ṣe pé ó gba ìrere nìkan.
Not only accepting the gospel.
Ṣùgbọ́n darapọ̀ pẹ̀lú Paul nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́.
He joined even Paul in the ministration or the missionary work.
Ibi mẹ́ta ni a ti dárúkọ Demas nínú Bíbélì.
Demas was mentioned 3 times in the Bible, especially in the New Testament.
Nígbà tí Paul ó sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ fún àwọn ará Kolose.
When Paul will mention him even to the Colossians.
Àwọn ẹlòmíì ti rò pé bóyá wọ́n ń sọ pé àbí ará Kolose níbí.
Some were even thinking maybe he was a Colossian.
Nígbà tí ó ń sọ fún ará Kolose nípa Dema.
When Paul was telling the Colossians about him.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí kì í bá ṣe ará Kolose, àwọn ará Kolose mọ̀.
If he was in the Colossians, that means the Colossians really knew him.
Nígbà tó tún kọ òwe rẹ̀ sí Philemoni.
When he also wrote to Philemon.
Ó tún dárúkọ Dema náà.
He also mentioned Demas.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn yòókù.
Even along with others.
Ètò fi hàn pé wọ́n jọ ń ṣiṣẹ́.
It shows that they were co-workers.
Nígbà tí a ka ìwé Colossae.
When we read Colossians.
Orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Chapter 4:14.
Nígbà tí Paul ń dárúkọ àwọn èèyàn tí ó wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ tó ń When Paul
was mentioning people with him and they were writing to those people, he mentioned them. Let's see what he said.
He first mentioned
Luke, the physician, the beloved. And he also mentioned Demas.
He
said, Luke, the beloved physician.
And
Demas even greets you.
So, but
When he also wrote Philemon, verse 24, he mentioned him there.
Only Mark.
Said Mark.
Aristarchus.
Aristarchus,
Demas,
Luke, Lucas, my fellow laborers greet you. You see that they work together.
But
as this man moved on with Paul, some other things happened.
So
the time these things happened, Bible scholars believe that that was the time of Paul's imprisonment in Rome.
We
were not told when he met with Paul. He was with Paul for quite some time. When he was writing to Luke,
to Timothy.
So when he was writing to Timothy, he had to mention Demas.
Remember,
he was writing to Timothy when he mentioned Alexander, Philetus, and Hymenaeus.
Those three we considered last month. He said, they changed the doctrine.
We don't know what God to their blaspheming. Something contrary to what the scripture says.
He
said,
Ajinde,
resurrection has passed. Some still say that up to now, not only the Jehovah Witnesses, they say, having become a disciple of Christ, they use Romans chapter 6, that we have been resurrected with Christ to work in the newness of life. As good as that sounds in the ear,
it's
blasphemy. Because it's against the scripture. The Lord help us.
Some
that were with Paul when he was teaching them about resurrection, like he taught the Corinthians. And those were the ones that even their doctrine had to change. And they were saying this without good conscience. For someone to be telling lies and he doesn't prick his heart with impunity, he continues in that. That's an example of not having good conscience.
So
he will not see lies as something bad.
You
say that I've really used it for him. And why does one tell lies? So many things.
The
one of those things is so that one will not be put to shame. Another is for one to have a kind of honor from people.
So
I've really used that for him. I've really used my brain for him. But someone that tells lies
will
not know that people have really got him, that he is telling lies. Because by the time he will still talk on that he has said before, he will still tell another lie. He will keep telling lies to cover the ones he has said before.
See,
he will now misfire and it will be exposed. He will not know. The Lord will help us. What Demas did,
Timothy.
When Paul wrote to Timothy,
2
Timothy chapter 4, verse
10,
that's where he mentioned what Demas did eventually. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. That's what he said about him. He didn't say more than that. But in studying and meditating the scripture, and we realize that it's actually more than how it was said. Begin to say that this man was fine before, but at a point in time he put away the breastplate. A particular girl, one of the armors that he was supposed to put on, he put it off. Said because he loved this present world. Why did he love this present world? Let's try to analyze this. He was once standing in the faith. As they were moving together. But don't forget that we mentioned this in our lesson. The reason for putting on the shield of faith is to be able to quench the fiery dust of the wicked one.
So, as he
moved on in his journey in the faith,
Timothy, Paul,
himself and Paul were together,
Rome,
and they were in Rome together.
Paul was one in the
and Paul was in the prison.
He
was taken as a prisoner even to Rome.
Colossians
we read before
in Rome,
Philemon, he wrote all these epistles in the prison.
At Paul was in Rome.
So when Demas and Paul were in Rome, and he began to see the suffering that Paul was passing through, he realized
that
these things were not as I expected. And Satan was throwing the fiery dart into his heart. That it's better to enjoy than to suffer. All these that you have to stay glued even in life. When do you know that this will turn out to good? See the Roman city as it is. If he had come from
Colossae,
if that was a city or one of the other cities, that he wasn't a Roman, he wasn't a citizen of
Rome.
But when he got to Rome, someone leaving his village to go to Abuja, or leaving his village to go to Port Harcourt, or to worry or Lagos. Instead of enjoying there, their boss was in prison. They didn't have freedom. And there was no hope that their boss would be released very soon. Satan was telling him to rethink. As we can think about it, is that if Demas wasn't very young to Paul? Is this how that man is doing that you will also do? Where will be the end of this? Are you sure you're not wasting your time?
Of any being.
So the fiery darts of the evil one. We're going to his heart. And he left. He surrendered. He submitted himself to
that.
And Paul said he left him. Paul said, and he depart. Okay. For Demas had forsaken me. It's not about just leaving. It's like someone being in the vehicle, like the boat. You are someone you discussing with, and he also has some things he can do even in the boat. Where exactly are we heading to? What would be the end of this? Without even giving the person any notice, when he got to a point, he just jumped into the water and swam to another place.
He has deserted me. He has forsaken me.
That's why he said he has forsaken me. He deserted me. He left me alone with that.
Left
me alone with that you're the one that even received it.
Sorry,
just go on with it.
This journey to nowhere,
this journey that is to nowhere, I don't have time for it.
Abandoned.
And he abandoned even Paul. He forsook Paul. And he deserted him. Where are you going? I cannot wait for this nonsense. People are making it. People are upgrading themselves now.
So I was aware.
You know, I say it's to deny ourselves, not to love the world. The boss, please, I don't have time for this. I'm going. That word used for forsaken me is very strong. Has forsaken me. Has left me alone with it. Has even deserted me. The man of God heard about even a man who was a driver. And his boss was a kind of no harsh person. They were living in Lagos.
So
they are caused to go to Ekiti State or Ondo State. And this man had it in mind
that
that was where he would teach his boss the lesson.
So
because the boss had been feeling this driver was nothing to him or her. So the man God wants to give an example of someone deserting someone. When they got to the middle of the road, they left Ibadan, left Ife.
So what in Los Ekiti?
They were going towards Ekiti State. And he put off the ignition. And he passed. The boss said, "Oh, there's no problem." He said, "Boss, no problem. Just watch." And the boss could not drive. Didn't know how to drive. He said, "Boss, this is your car key. I'm no more working with you. If
it
were to be you, how will you feel?" If the boss should know how to drive, that might not be a big day.
So, he
desert even the boss or not? He deserted him.
It's not
about that he had left him, he had deserted him, forsaken him. What that means? For someone to leave someone alone in a situation, even when you know what kind of help you can render to the person. If not for the grace of God, it's like someone pulling the other person into the pool and leaving to the deep and leaving him. And that's why he said he has forsaken me. What they both decided that they would be doing, he was no more doing it. And he left even for so the person they were doing the work together without reason. But what really the cause of this is the main thing we want to look into. What caused it? The cause of that was because he loved this present world. It's not that he loved the world even for that moment and left it, but he continued to love the world. He wanted to become something there. He had also focused on certain things as things were going. My God would like to speak a little on that. This is exactly the picture for many children of God today. But they will not say with their mouth that they love this present world. But their actions are showing that they really love this present world.
They'll
be bringing suggestions. Why don't we do it this way? Why don't we do it this way? Why don't we do it this way? You see, they also practice this some other places. Let's also practice it. The way we are doing this is like it won't take us anywhere. We're looking at the glamorous things in the world, and those things are really attracting us. One of the things that many of us Christians do not take cognizance of this is that the world has its centrifugal force. As a force, attractive force, that they're using even to draw us. And when the world is using that force to even drag us, we will really like how glamorous things are in the surface. But we will not see the evil underneath.
So,
that's a centrifugal force that was used to attract demons. He did not have the strength to say no, that he would not follow. Satan has designed it that, you know, the world will have that attractive force. You know what he did for Jesus Christ? When we read the book of Matthew, talking about one of the temptations he brought to him. You remember that?
In Matthew
chapter 4,
please
give me verse 5. When devil came to Jesus, and please give me verse 6 as well.
Boya 8. Please, go to 8.
Thank you. Again, the devil take him up into an exceeding high mountain. You may begin to ask, how did he take Jesus to an exceeding high mountain? That's a study for another time. We cannot really explain that now. In the like manner, it takes us to exceeding high mountain.
There's
no one sitting here today that devil has not taken to an exceeding high mountain. Because that is the peak where you can see all. When devil takes us to the exceeding high mountain, many times we don't take cognizance of that. We're not aware. You are really tall now. But you can still be taller, you can be greater than that. Is that true? Why would I not be greater than the
way
I'm
greater?
When you see, yes, you see, you can
see
another peak. You can still reach the topmost, something. And our hearts will be lifting up in us.
Will
be lifted even to this high thing.
Elevation or promotion.
Elevation or promotion. Maybe the economical promotion. Maybe in the professional promotion. We say you can reach. Whoa! See, you can read that. Don't you see that?
So, that
was how devil took Jesus to an exceeding high mountain.
And
he can display so many things before one when he takes one to the exceeding high mountain. Because that's the peak. You'll be able to see all. It takes many of us Christians to the high mountain of the politics. Because one of the easiest way or fastest way to be rich today is what? It's politics. It's politics. So many Christians, their hearts are lifted up to that. Oh, see, this is money. So when he took Jesus to an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the splendor of the earth and all the glory, that was what he did for Demas. And don't you see how the city of Rome was? Even if your boss should be delivered from the prison, he
may
still continue to go to a village. Who tells you he will be released? You just suffering yourself, this boy. It's better to enjoy than to suffer. And he was throwing the fiery dart at
his
heart. In the previous lesson we had,
the
fiery dart of the wicked ones, of the evil ones. Ephesians 6:16. The Bible dedicates even the whole verse to that.
Said,
above all this,
take
the sheet of faith. You'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The sheet of faith. You see, if you want to walk according to the principle of the scripture as you're shouting, that cannot take you anywhere. If you don't walk the way others are walking, you just be stagnant. And you want to be promoted, you want to be great. And how are we going to do it? Except we have faith. Does God make one great or not? He has made me great. It's not that he's making people great. He has made me great. He has made me great. He has made me his son. He has made me his minister. He has made me great of promoting. He has made me to sit with Christ, even the heavenly places. Even above all principalities and powers. A name that we can mention or not, we cannot mention. And he has made him to be heard for all. And we have been made perfect even in him. What other promotion am I seeking for? The man of God and someone were talking on phone yesterday. And he was asking, what are your experiences like where you are now? I hope they are not looking down at you, that what kind of person is this? He said, it's what you call yourself that people will take. He said, you have a point there.
Why are you like this?
He said, when people ask him, "Kilode to daba yi?"
Olorun so pe, "I am what I am by the grace of God."
That you pe awon ma ndan pe mo je ohun ti mo je ni pori ofe Oluwa. And the man of God said, he told him that you have really spoken well. That is it.
Abin ti Paul wi ko niyan.
Is that not what Paul does, he said? Is by the grace of God.
So embarrassment.
So instead of that to be a kind of embarrassment for him, he recalls the grace of God in his life. And he knows
by no means is he inferior to any other person.
See any kankan.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord will help us. But when devil says his idea to us about promotion,
elevation, popularity.
Popularity and many others.
Oh my God,
will take us a very high mountain. And it will show us all.
Say, oh, really?
Don't you see this?
Show really.
Don't you see this?
Show really. One are laid by.
Don't you see that you can also be candy? Don't be late to yourself. But the problem there is.
Bose da to lati wa loke.
As good as it is to be up.
O ni pe bose da to na lo se keyan kesi ipa wo lo ma to debe.
As good as to be, it's good to be up, then one needs to take notice of the path to take to get up. You see people up. That we would think it was God that orchestrated it.
And the coward.
Was it that what God had done for you was not enough? Why do you have this problem with people?
The man of God,
the answer that it was it really God that did that for him?
Do
you know it's not everything one has that God has done for him? You can possess something without God doing it for you. But truth, you will be claiming God has done it. But it's not God that has done it. You bought your way, you manipulated your way. One of the cares of this life, to love this world. One of the signs of loving this present world is when one is seeking to be great, but that does not want to tow the path of the principles of God. And devil would not make you to be great in his own plan, except you tow his path. You're going to negotiate your lobby. You want to get to this point. If you want to get there, then let's talk.
One of our okay, cause the problem.
Then you say there's a problem. People will see me half there.
But
seeing you up is not enough. You have to take note of your way, the path.
Up.
If it's not the will of the Lord, is the will of the world. And if it is the will of the world, it's not acceptable before God. What
that
would mean is, you have lost even your shield of faith. As Satan was throwing this fairy dart at him, his heart was becoming weak. He could not do what Paul was enjoining Timothy to do again. When Paul wrote to Timothy,
only
he said,
endure hardness.
Second Timothy chapter 2.
Farada ikponju abi yalo pe mi ranti bo je ti son ti o ba n bo mo ranti le de
iwo nitori na iwo omo mi. Okay, so 2:3, it says, se alabapin pelu mi ninu iponju bi omo ogun rere Jesu Kristi.
Se alabapin,
endure hardness.
Tori pe se se isoro wahala idamu se yan le ba yan yan le fe ba yan pin.
Can one share problem, affliction or trouble with someone?
Ni ko to wa nu soro to ba nu wahala to wa nu iponju.
If someone is in a problem or trouble, affliction, what will you want to do for the person? What we want to do for the person? We want to soften the something for the person. And Paul said to Timothy that, bear with me, share with me from this hardness. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord or myself, the prisoner. Even endure hardness with me, even the affliction, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. There's no good soldier of Christ that will not pass through hardness, trouble, or affliction. Don't be bought by anything. Don't let devil use his deceit to buy
him.
If you are passing through even affliction as a good soldier of Christ, it is the will of God for you.
Duro sibe.
Stand firm in it.
Ṣugbọn ti o ni je ke le se alabakun.
But what would not be want to endure the act, the hardness?
O ni ngbeyan ba feran aye.
When one loves the world.
Lo wa so ni ese to tele ese kerin.
And that's why it says in the next verse.
O ni ngba to so ko se alabakun pelu.
I told him to endure hardness with him.
Ko si eni tin jagun.
Say no man that warreth. If you are a soldier, that you should endure even the hardness with me, no matter what entangles himself with the affairs of this life, you cannot claim you are even having a war in the world of Christ, and you still be entangling with the affairs of this life, you're going to cause that to hinder you. But devil will not tell you that. He will tell you that the way up. That was what happened to Demas. He could not endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ.
So,
and the things of this world were so to him.
Abandon this ministry.
Abandon this ministry. And seek for another thing.
Sorry, Thessalonica.
See, Thessalonica
is
a city by the
Owombembe
beach. The sea, there's money there.
Big worry
as if you are asked to go to Lagos, worry or Port Harcourt. There is money there.
All these
you are prisoners here.
Ni Dema na ba se kini.
And Dema
Oga, I dey go.
Was like Oga mi mo nlo.
Oba be so ko lo ba lo.
And he joined the boat and he left.
Tori pe ko le se alabapin
because he could not endure in the hardness as good soldiers of Christ. And he hindered himself with the affairs of this life.
Ti ki ba se pe a ni igbagbo.
You say if we do not have faith,
a ni le pano ofa ni
we will not be able to quench the fiery darts of the evil wicked one.
So far pe ipata nto
it will tell him the path we told him cannot bring any profit, cannot bring something good for us, cannot bring something good for us. But the question is, what is termed as something good? What is something good? What is something that is good? What they call good or something that is
so
there they are quite different from what Jesus
called.
We should allow Satan to sell his market for us. There's no way we are not going to meet ourselves in this trouble.
So Paul, that's what Mark we see. Timothy.
So Paul was writing to Timothy.
Let's mark off from being can she read lower lower.
Tell him how things were.
Konga koleba mabioshe yoarare.
So that he will know how to even.
But as of when to prove a yes,
we were told because he loves his present world.
People listen so far.
The Bible tells us that.
Kama she fell a ye.
That love not the world. Neither anything in the world.
And the Bible
talk about things in the world. The Bible divides that into three. Three parts.
Kini ipa akoko?
What is the first one?
Ipa akoko ni.
The first part is.
Ife kufe. Se ro toju lo fi bere abi tara.
Is it the last of the eyes, the start, or the last of the flesh?
The tara lo dabe nko
fi. The last of the flesh is the first.
Pe ife kufe ara.
The last of the flesh.
Kini ife kufe ara?
What is the last of the flesh?
Iye ni pe ntara fe je, ntara fe da.
What the flesh wants to become.
Ntara fe ni.
What the flesh wants to possess.
Oda ki lara fe ni.
What is it that the flesh wants to possess?
Yo ba je nti nbe nu aye.
If not things that are in the world.
Kosi ntara fe ni ju nto bo anu aye.
Nothing the flesh wants to possess. Save things in the world. Because the Adamic nature in us
has
the tendency even the things in the world. I say the last of the eyes. When you see, you know, glamorous things, the day you see another building more magnificent than your own, you be like, I've already come to
see.
So even this one I think is a building, is nothing. When you see someone using a car better than your own, some policemen and their boss will come in one day where the man of God was just going with his car under the bridge. They were trying to avoid no bad road, and the man of God was on his own lane. They use their big car. When the man goes there, big car, you know what that means.
Even
the front
truck was
higher. You didn't know the man would know the name. They put some irons in front. And they used that to hit the mirror of the car of the man of God, and the mirror broke. And when he looked at it, he said, "Is you this powerful ones that can do that?" He just stayed in the steering, and he was looking for a way to move. And the place that were even the escorts for the man came down. Maybe God just
intervened
that is an old man. So,
okay, Baba,
Baba, please take this side. Take this side. Take this side. The man of God said, "Thank you." And he just left. And he got into the car again.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, think about it. Say, "Toba je pe ru moto ti e na ni moto ti."
If he was to hit the same type of car like a
robot,
he first regard the person. He deliberately hit even the mirror of the man of God's car.
Deliberately.
And the three of them were standing around the car. They looked at him. And one just directed him, "Go this way."
Once
you see that, one thing that, what kind of life is mine?
Or
you think that if I could also have a power like this now, maybe to call fire on them. And when you hear that there's a way of power, you say you can also. That's how they deceive someone.
So, if I could feel you.
The last of the eyes will not make you to be content in anything if you don't have, you want to have. And the same thing with the last of the flesh.
Pity condition.
That will make you to pity your condition.
And
And many times, the position you have, even because of Christ, and
they
be telling you the position you have is you are not supposed to be there.
He
will ask you that you should negotiate with him. You can be greater than this. They want to be greater than this. There's no one want to be greater.
But
it will not cost something. There is a price tag. But will it cost you the things of the Lord or the things of the world? And are you ready to even pay the price? It's what one chooses. Satan has brought his way that if you can take this, you know, in a very fast time, you're going to get there. You can choose to take that. If you have the shade of faith, you can tell Satan that if the Lord wants to take me there, he will take me there without using your own means. He said he will give Jesus all.
Only everything
is for Jesus to bow. That's what the system of the world wants us to bow to.
It's
becoming difficult every day.
If
you don't bow, you cannot possess it. But if the will of God for you, God can possess it for you.
So,
when Paul was telling Timothy,
that
he has forsaken because he loved this present word. And we have the one in the word of God that loves not the word,
not
the things therein.
But
whosoever loves the word, the love of the Father is not in him. All things in the word, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the third is called the pride of life. What is the pride of life? Pride of life. What is the pride of life? The pride of life is what you want to become in the world. What you want to become in the world. The pride of life will make you to see yourself more than even what you are. Mago will give us an example. The pride of life that you've been using big cars. Your car is not working and you have to take bike to church. What will you say?
Okada.
You say bike? Even in the city of Ibadan, who will not see me? What is that? The pride of life. It's not because you don't want the bike to fall. You feel myself. And because of that, it might not go to church. And you say, is God not even in the house here? Or the cars are down. Let's go to the bus that we're going to take commercial vehicle. He said, no, not at all. I'm more than that. Does that happen or not? In many ways, that is what is called the pride of life.
Pride of life. That is the pride that the system makes you to cherish. Yes. So o le ni se nipa iwoso.
May have to do with the dressing.
Gbogbo biru site kalukun dale na fe
se. The style everyone is using, I also want to use.
Ah, just no pa pro ya gbo yen wa.
When I get to the party, they will be hailing me.
No, mi o fe.
That's the private life. No, the man was mentioning those little ones, as it were. The clothes I put on last week, is it the one that was put on this week? What will people now be saying? It's the pride of life. In many ways, the man was just bringing domesticating it for us. That's how Satan will fill our heart with all these things. And as we want to have them, they will be taking us out from the path. The Lord will help us. Let's take note of this. Before we go, the man of God will say this briefly. What
are
you doing? It's not like what his boss Paul was doing.
Paul had
all it took for him to become whatever he wanted to become the word.
Was that not?
But when he wrote to the Philippians, please quickly read that.
We'll
use that to
conclude.
Chapter 3, verse 8.
Nito tola ise ani ani, mo si ka un gbogbo si ofo.
Granted, all things is lost.
Nitori itayo.
Because of the excellence.
Ima.
The knowledge
Christi Jesus,
of Christ Jesus,
Oluwa mi,
my Lord.
Okay, we go.
He counted all as what? As loss.
Lawyer ni.
He was a lawyer.
Bo o wa nu company awon Sanhedrin.
He was in the company of the Sanhedrin.
Awon ta ma joko.
Those that
so pe bayi ni kan bayi ni kan.
To decide.
Kilo lo nse.
He said he can't
take
all of them as well.
Se ba lo ya gbe sofo ni abofoko. E mi o tun
dodo
re
mo. Your feet is used to you. He used he can't all.
Beto jade lara eyan.
Your feet is. You don't want to have anything to do with it again.
Nitori kini?
Because
tori itayo
of the excellence.
Itayo imo.
Excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus.
Ṣugbọn ko ri ti Paul fi se apere.
But he could not follow the example of Paul.
Iwasu ti an waasu si leti.
The preaching that was given to him
lo ko si lokan.
No got to his heart.
Tori pe ko si apata igbagbo
ni owo re. Because there was no sheet of faith in his hand.
O fa eni bi ni si wole si la.
And the fairy dust of the wicked even got into his system.
O si lo si
Thessalonica. He left Paul and he went to Thessalonia.
A gbo nkankan mo nipa re.
We don't hear anything about him again.
Iranse Olorun kan so ni a.
The man of one man of God said,
I'll go with
that. I think if we could hear something good about him again,
but
we don't hear anything about Peter and Eminem again.
But Mark,
when Mark was afraid of the danger in the way and he went back, he built himself up again in faith.
Paul
later wrote that it was useful for him.
So that's
why I heard him pray.
Lord,
please help me.
Cause
me to stand in this faith.
Praise the Lord.
It's one of the things we can use to find Satan is faith. Apart from the armor we're talking about.
Please give me
1 Peter 5:10. My God wants us to use that to pray.
I say 10 mo fe abi 9 boya e fun mi ni 9 okay 8 and 9
verses 8 and 9
e ma wa le re koja e ma sora nitori esota yin
cause your adversary devil
kini tin kiram ram
roaring lion
o rin ka kiri o nwe si yo paje e wa lo si next verse ehn eni ti ki eyin ki o koju ja si
stay steadfast in
pelu iduro sisi
in the faith
ninu kini
the faith
ni gbagbo
steadfast in the faith
e je ka lo ba olorun.
Let's go to the Lord. Lord, please help me. All the fairy dust of the wicked, don't let them get into my heart. I've decided to follow Jesus. I will not turn back. Things of this world will not entice me. I will stand firm. I will face the devil in my steadfastness. I will face him in faith. I will not take his preaching. I will take the word of God into my heart. Lord, help my heart. Lord, give me your grace.
Lord, give me your grace. Won le mu wa duro na lo se mu wa lo ninu oro re oruko Jesu Oluwa gba ope wa
amen
a fe duro wa o fe yese
yes Lord
a fe duro tiri si ojo ebi ki se nigbati nkan dun nikan nigbati o dun gan ki si se nigbati o dun nikan sugbon nigbati o dun ko si akoko teyin o le wo ibi nitori pe satani ndode ko si bi ta wo ti oni wa tori na oluwa agbadura ko ran wa lowo
amen
ka le koju ija si esu
amen
ninu iduro sisin wa
amen
pelu igbagbo
amen
loruko Jesu oluwa wa ran wa lowo
amen
ki ese wa ko ma se ye
amen
ife ku fe aye ko ma se gbe wa lo
amen
ife ku fe oju ati tara ko ma se gbe wa lo
amen
oluwa ran wa lo
amen
Jesu oluwa wa
amen.